Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is God Revealed in Nature. I'm recording this podcast on the shores of the Crystal River in Carbondale, Colorado. You likely hear the sound of the rushing river in the background. Periodically, we all need a respite from everyday life. We can benefit from time spent in nature, alone with the Lord. This is why so many great writers, poets, and songwriters have spent time in nature. Nature allows us to realign, readjust, and reacquaint ourselves with God. God's creation affords us a chance to think, contemplate, reflect, and pray. The natural world, in its vastness and beauty, has long been a source of inspiration and solace for many. For Christians, nature holds a special significance as it is seen as God's creation, a testament to His power, creativity, and love. Spending time alone in nature offers us numerous benefits. It fosters a deeper connection with God, and it can promote spiritual growth. My wife and I are in the last week of a five-week RV trip that we are calling our Discovering God in Nature tour. We traveled from South Carolina to the southwestern United States. We spent time in the following national parks: Petrified Forest, Grand Canyon, Zion, Bryce, Arches, Canyonlands, Mesa Verde, and the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. We also camped near the quaint towns of Santa Fe, Sedona, and Ouray, Colorado. God was revealed everywhere we traveled. I began to write this reflection at Lake Fort Smith State Park in Arkansas. There, early one morning, I went for a walk. I heard the sounds of birds chirping and water rushing. I saw the beauty of the lake. I observed deer frolicking along the roadway. I could smell the freshness of approaching rain in the air. I sensed a feeling of calm. It was as if no one in the world was awake but me and God. There was no road noise, no television, no cell phone, and no internet. This was just week one and just a precursor of so much more to come. I was struck by how this solitude allowed me to hear God's voice. In fact, it gave me a chance to hear my own inner voice, which is so frequently drowned out by the everyday world. It's now our last week, and I finished writing this reflection nestled on the banks of Crystal River just outside of Carbondale, Colorado, with the sight of snow-covered mountains in the distance inspiring my thoughts. Our next and last stop before heading home will be Pikes Peak. Along the way, we were granted the opportunity to witness God in a rainbow, petrified wood, the vastness of the Grand Canyon, desert flowers, the sculpted walls of Antelope Canyon, a horseshoed river, the hoodoos of Bryce Canyon, rock arches, balanced rocks, waterfalls, striated canyon walls, and lots of snow-covered mountains. At times, God seems distant and invisible to us, but when we are alone in nature, His power and glory can clearly be perceived and the things He has created. Nature itself becomes the gospel that preaches to us about the majesty of God. It's as if nature is a book, God is the author, and all created things are the words He has written on the pages. Creation proclaims His glory. Contemplating creation can lead to a sense of wonder, adoration, and thanksgiving. Whether it's a bird chirping, the sound of the wind, or the rustling of a squirrel in the underbrush, the sounds of creation sing out to God. Through creation, we can gain a deeper understanding and an appreciation of the divine. When we sit silently in nature, we can marvel at His works and offer thanks for all He has made. The order and harmony of nature appear to us as a reflection of God's wisdom and omnipotence. In fact, the complexity of nature points to the very existence of God, who has established the laws of the natural world. Nature is, in essence, a silent preacher. When we observe God in nature, it allows us to pass from the visible realm to the invisible realm of God. Psalm 19, verse 2 states, "The heavens declare the glory of God." Everything from the tiniest insect to the most majestic mountain, indeed all created things, demonstrate the interconnectedness, unity, and harmony of God's wonderful creation. The solitude of time spent in nature provides us with an opportunity for prayer and meditation away from the distractions of daily life. We can focus our minds and hearts on God. Jesus himself often withdrew to lonely places to pray. He gave us an example to follow. In these quiet moments, we can pour out our hearts to God, seeking his guidance and listen for his voice. Many people sense a feeling of healing and restoration when immersed in nature. As Christians, we can find this a time of healing when we lay our burdens before God and find peace in his presence. For some people, getting away on an extended nature vacation like we did is not possible. But one does not need to be on vacation to experience God in nature. Other practical ways to incorporate nature into our daily spiritual practices include walking and hiking. Use this time to pray, meditate, or simply appreciate the beauty around you. Gardening. As you plant, water, and nurture the seeds, reflect on the spiritual truths about growth and God's care. Nature journaling. Write down your observations, thoughts, and reflections as you spend time in nature. Look for God's hand in the smallest details. Photography. Capturing the beauty of nature can be a form of worship and a reminder of God's creativity. Bird watching or stargazing. Spend time bird watching or stargazing. These activities can remind you of the vastness of God's creation and his attention to detail. Remember, the goal is not just to be in nature, but to use the time in nature to draw closer to God, appreciating his creation and seeking his presence. If you have other ways in which you experience God in nature, please share them with all of our other listeners and readers by going to today's Fourth Day Letter on the Broken Door Ministry website. In conclusion, spending time alone with God in nature can be a transformative experience. It allows us to witness God's glory, engage in focused prayer, glean spiritual insights, and find healing. Plan to spend time alone with God somewhere in his vast natural world. He might just have something important to say or important to reveal to you. You will be glad you did. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for the sun, moon, and stars that light up the sky. Thank you for the mountains, rivers, lakes, canyons, deserts, and grasslands that make up the earth. Thank you for the wind, snow, and rain that come and go with the seasons. Thank you for all of your many creatures. But above all, thank you, Father, for they all reflect your glory and draw me closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please don't forget to like this podcast and share it with others. Please also join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.